Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the 2017 John Nicholls Medal. I'd like to welcome everyone in the room here tonight and to everyone watching the live stream via our website. This time last year, I mentioned that 2016 was a season of hard work, steady improvement and growth, and that would continue into 2017. Well, 2017 has certainly been a year of growth and achievement across the entire football club. On field, we had 6 wins this season, including against top 8 sides Sydney Swans and GWS, a win against the Suns on the Gold Coast, and even sweeter victories against Collingwood and Essendon. And of course, there was our 7-point win over Hawthorn, the first in 12 years, which was nothing short of outstanding and was even more significant as we celebrated the 30th year anniversary of our 1987 grand final win. As you are all aware, we've embarked on the biggest reset in our club's history, and we are on track. We've caught a glimpse of what is going to be an exciting future for our football club. We were awarded 5 NAB Rising Star nominations this year, and congratulations to Caleb Marchbank, Samo Petrevski-Seaton, Charlie Curdo, David Cunningham and Jack Sulani. We've seen the rejuvenation of a number of individual players, which is a positive reflection on our development programs and our coaching staff. Congratulations to Brendan and all of the coaches on the achievements of 2017. A special thank you to Neil Craig. We wish you and your family all the very best for the future, Neil. And also to Matthew Capuano for his 9 years of service to the club. Congratulations. I'd like to congratulate our captain Mark Murphy, vice captain Cade Simpson and the entire leadership group for leading our team with distinction both on and off the field. Thank you to the entire playing group who have worn the navy blue with pride. To the partners and families of our players and coaches, your support is crucial and often not publicly acknowledged. So I thank you for your role in this journey. We've had 17 players renew their contracts with the club during the course of the 2017 season. In addition to these signings, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce tonight that Cade Simpson and Jed Lamb have committed to the club for the 2018 season. Jack Sulvani has re-signed and has committed to the club until 2019. Sam Doherty has extended his contract for a further 2 years, committing until 2020. And as you're aware, earlier this year, Dale Thomas selflessly decided to remove the trigger clause in his contract, choosing to focus on his football and putting the Carlton Football Club first. I'm pleased to announce that Dale has signed a new deal with the club and will continue to play in 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, the signing of these players demonstrates our mutual commitment and shared belief in the future of this football club. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge and thank our departing players, Christian Jacks, Liam Sumner, Andrew Gallucci, Daniel Gorringe, Matthew Korchek, and thank them for their commitment during their time at the club and wish them the best of luck for the future. And we also, ladies and gentlemen, and we also say goodbye to Dennis Armfield, who retires from the game after 10 years with the Blues, having played 145 games for the club. Dennis made his debut in 2008 and was awarded the best clubman in 2012. He has been a passionate contributor in and around the football club, in particular with his involvement with our AFLW team in his role as development coach and in countless community programs. Dennis was presented with the Jim Steins Community Leadership Award for his outstanding work as an ambassador for Odyssey House. Dennis, congratulations on your career with Carlton. We thank you for your passion and dedication to our club and wish both you and Abby every happiness in the future. Well done, Dennis Arthur. Coach Damien Keeping, Captain Lauren Arnell, our club's inaugural AFLW Best and Fairest winner Bree Davey, and all the Carlton AFLW players and their partners here tonight. And to those playing in this weekend's VFLW Grand Final, we wish you the best of luck. I'd also like to make special mention of Alison Downey, Darcy Vessio, Sarah Hosking, Gab Pound, Nicola Stevens and Bree Davey, our very talented AFLW players, who were selected in the VFLW Team of the Year. Congratulations to all of you on a magnificent achievement. We look forward to the 2018 AFLW season. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I talk about success and off-field. Our membership has increased, and our game day attendances and TV audiences have also increased. We have strengthened our corporate support with the Hyundai and Virgin Australia, renewing their commitment as our co-major partners for the next 5 years. Icon Services, our venue partner, has renewed for a further 3 years. Carlton United Breweries have committed as the official beer and cider partner until the end of 2023. Our coach's partner, On Time Group, have extended support for another 2 years. And we were delighted to announce that the team at Uber and Uber Eats have signed on to be a gold partner for 2018. We thank all of our corporate partners and sponsors for their support of the club. Ladies and gentlemen, to the lifeblood of our club, to our 50,557 loyal members, to our magnificent cheer squad, to all of the volunteers across the club who give willingly and freely of their time, to the members of the Inner Blue and the Navy League, to the members of the Coaches Club, the Spirit of Carlton and the Carltonians, to all of our Carlton business members, to the young Carlton professionals, to all the Guernsey Club members and player sponsors, to our member council, to our club executive, management team and staff led by Stephen Treby, our CEO, to my fellow board members, with a special mention and thank you to Adrian Gleeson, who retires this year, for his commitment to the board over the past 12 years. And to all our supporters far and wide, a huge thank you. A huge thank you for your steadfast support of our club. Ladies and gentlemen, this football club is heading in the right direction and we will be unwavering in our pursuit for continued success. I hope to see you at the footy in 2018. I wish all the players good luck for the count tonight. Enjoy the evening and go the Mighty Blues.
having a quick break.